Well, the first thing I tell them to do is not come out just to see the Blue Angels. You're going to have a parade of tall ships, both vintage ships and modern warships going throughout the port. It's going to be a great, great thing to say. You're going to see the demonstration from not only the Navy aircraft, but also the Coast Guard aircraft out there. And as far as the Blue Angels demonstration, they're going to see a great demonstration from not only our jets, but our C-130 aircraft. Our C-130 aircraft, affectionately known as Fat Albert, is how we get our men and women tools and equipment to and from each show site. They're going to see a 10-minute demonstration to show the capabilities of that C-130 aircraft.
So they're going to see that. What goes through your mind during a show? Are you enjoying the scenery, enjoying the view, or, I mean, what are you thinking about?
Well, I'd never miss an opportunity to look out the window and see the scenery, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But what they're going to see from the jet perspective is not only the precision formation we teach to all Navy and Marine Corps aviators, but also the max performance capabilities of the F-18 Hornet. And when I'm flying around and I'm looking at my checkpoints, I'm certainly taking in the scenery. Hopefully my wingmen are looking at me and not the scenery, though.
All right. Now, as the captain, what is your role through the whole show?
Well, as the flight leader, I'm responsible for the safe and entertaining demonstration that they're going to see out there today. I make all the comm calls, I make all the go, no-go decisions, and also make the adjustments for the weather. And obviously, I take inputs from my wingmen, but ultimately, it's my call. So altitudes, air speeds, formations are all things that I'll set out there in the air.
The Blue Angels represent the best of the best of the Navy. Not everybody can join the Blue Angels. What led you to pursue to say, hey, I can be a member of the Blue Angels?
Well, we do represent the Navy and the Marine Corps. 550,000 active duty sailors and Marines have entrusted us to represent them. I think that the public perception versus who we actually are is a little bit different. We are your average sailors and Marines. There's nothing very special about me or any of my pilots or any of my maintainers. I take these people out of a Blue Angel uniform, and they go out and work on ships and aircraft that are deployed around the world just like their brothers and sisters in the Navy and the Marine Corps. So we're not special. We've just given a very special job.
When was the first time you saw the Blue Angels perform just as a spectator?
Well, I was actually a young child when I saw them on TV, of all things. And I had never seen them in person until I saw them on TV. And it was actually just a quick clip on a news show. And they had a spiel about the Blue Angels. And I was like, wow, who's that? And I saw these jets roaring by, and it just blew me away. Believe it or not, though, I wasn't really interested or I didn't think the Blue Angels were really something that I was going to do until much later in my career. When I was in high school, I knew I wanted to fly. I think I was like most young boys and girls. I wanted to, I was thrilled by anything that went fast, than anything that went high, than anything that made noise. And so I think that I was like most people in that it captured my imagination, the thought of flight. I thought military aviation was going to be the next logical step for me. And then I saw a movie called Top Gun when I was in high school. And that sold me. As a carrier aviation, I wanted to be a naval aviator. I wanted to fly tactically to and from aircraft carriers. And that's really what I want to do. And I spent the better part of my first 18 years in the Navy doing just that.
So you fancied yourself as Tom Cruise.
I wouldn't say Tom Cruise, but that's something that really captured my imagination, was the idea of being a naval aviator on board an aircraft carrier. I couldn't think of any better way to wake up in the morning and go to work and spend my life.
What do you think it's going to be like, and you're going to do it later today, flying over Fort McHenry and just the history there?
Words can't describe it. You know, we've had a really, really neat year. We got to fly up and down the Hudson as part of the sailor ships there in commemoration for the War of 1812. We've got to fly in some very, very neat places, San Francisco, County OAB, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You know, it just runs the gambit. But to be able to perform over Fort McHenry, especially a place that had such a vital importance in the War of 1812, is really going to be special. You know, this is the place where our national anthem was born, and it happened during those events in 1812, and so that's going to be a really, really great event.
And final question, this may be difficult to answer. Favorite show, favorite place where you performed?
They're all my favorite places.
Okay, there you go. The diplomat.